If the Haida Gwaii Hot Springs are on your bucket list, we might have some very good news for you this morning. The hot springs there went dry after an earthquake in 2012, but nearly 2 years later, there are some positive signs the steaming pools of water just might come back. Gwaii Hanas Superintendent Ernie Gladstone joins me now. He just returned from his visit to Hot Spring Island with an update. Good morning, Ernie.
Good morning.
What did you find out on your trip?
Well, you know, as you know, Hot Springs is located in southern Haida Gwaii inside of Gwaii Hanas National Park Reserve and Haida Heritage Site. It's on a small island, and it's located near a major fault line, and there's water seeping up from probably several kilometers below the surface, or was water. And all that changed in fall of 2012 when we had the big earthquake here,
right,
just west of Gwaii Hanas. And so the water stopped flowing, and there was no more heat that we could detect on site. And since visiting in January of 2013, so last year, we began monitoring the temperature and the flow rates and whatnot. And since that time, the temperature and water has seemed to increase. And when I was down earlier in the week, I noticed again that the flow rates are up. The temperature is higher than it has been in the past in some locations, and the elevation of the water is higher as well. So it's the water is mainly coming out near the high tide line. And it's not yet back in the hot pools or the areas that were once hot pools,
mm-hmm.
but we're hopeful that it is going to rise.
How optimistic are you? Do you think that this rise will just steadily increase at this point?
Well, that's certainly what we've seen to date. I don't want to get too optimistic. A lot of the experts told us initially that if they were going to come back, they would come back in the next 6 months. And so what we've seen, you know, it's almost 2 years
mm-hmm.
later now, and the springs aren't back yet, but there certainly continues to be change down there. And, you know, there are a long ways from the spring. The water is a long ways from filling the pools at this time, but it certainly hasn't stopped changing. And each time we go down to monitor the site there, we find something a little different. We find a little more water and at higher elevations.
We know that the hot springs are famous across Canada, and it's one of the tourist draws, but what about for Gwaii Hanas and for the Haida? Why are the hot springs important?
Well, it's an area that's been used for many, many generations for the Haida because of its warm waters. And it's got there's a unique ecology on the island as well because of the heat. There's very low vegetation, lots of moss and very few trees in among the area, the thermal area. And it's very rich around hot springs in seafood, very abundant seafood in the area. And it's been used for many, many years by Haida, and in more recent years, it's been quite a popular place for visitors to go and enjoy as well as a lot of commercial fishermen who are in the area working take the time to go and enjoy the site as well.
What was it like for you earlier this week to visit the hot springs and see that there was more water and warmer water?
Well, it's pretty exciting. You know, I went down just after the earthquake in 2012, and when you, in the past, when you went ashore, you could see steam rising out of the pools, and you could smell sulfur, just like any other hot spring we see around the world, which is, you know, you see that as soon as you get ashore on the island, and that wasn't there, and it was like there was something missing on the island when you visited, And so that's beginning to come back. You know, when you're approaching the island, you can see steam along the high tide line rising, and as you get closer, you can smell that same sulfur smell. So it's seems to be coming back. We've got a long ways to go, but we're hopeful.
When do you imagine you'll be soaking your feet in the hot springs again? Any guesses?
You know, there's enough water to soak your feet right now, Yeah, it's hard to say when the pools will come back. There is, like I said, there's water flowing down low, and so you know there is enough to soak your feet or dip your hands in, but not enough to fill a pool at this point.
And Ernie, what are you going to be doing to monitor the hot springs?
Well, we've had data loggers in place down there for a couple of years. We don't have them in place during the summer months because of the temperature fluctuations. But we had, in all the areas where there was once water seeping out of the ground, we put data loggers about 10 centimeters under the surface just to monitor the temperature through the winter months. And so we'll continue with that kind of monitoring. And so what we've seen is over the last year and a half, through those data loggers, the temperature seems to be increasing a bit. And we're not sure if the temperature, we ever lost the temperature since the earthquake. We certainly lost the water, but the ground seems to have retained its heat.
Well, Ernie, I'm so glad to hear of this because it is on my bucket list to come and visit those hot springs, and I'm glad that there likely will be water once again to enjoy. Thanks for the update this morning.
You're welcome.